Welcome to the Rechoice Podcast.
All right, it's the Rechoice Podcast, a place to listen again, choose wisely, and live joyfully. My name is Joe Pellerito, and today is episode 41 with Christopher Lewis discussing the word redefine. Here at the Rechoice Pod, you get to hear lessons from a variety of people who have something in common, a reflective and resilient mindset. There are three basic steps to rechoice. One, name the event. Two, choose a rechoice word. And then three, show us how they go together. You can read more at rechoicepod.com. But now, it's time for the show. All right, here we go. There are many ways that I can introduce our guest today. From a Western Michigan University Bronco to the director of digital at Fox 47 News, all kinds of roles. This is a guy who is very passionate about fatherhood. And you know what? I think that's probably the best way to introduce him because I think this is what he most cares about. Father to Juliana and to Paige. Husband to Jean. How about that? We have with us Mr. Christopher Lewis.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. How are you, Chris?
Hey, I'm great. I'm great. It's great to talk to you.
You too. And hey, good morning. I got my coffee ready and
I've got my coffee as well.
Oh, good. Hey, do you put anything in it? Do you like it straight up black or do you like a little foo-foo is what we call it?
No, you know, I don't usually put the foo-foo in, but I do put some honey in it. So I do I do that. So yeah, a little sweet, but pretty much black otherwise. So
okay. I think I have
a good dark roast.
There you go. And I have a little hazelnut going myself this morning. So
yeah, I remember you saying you like hazelnut.
Oh, wow. Good. Good memory. Well, hey, I'm just so glad that you're here today. And I know we've tried to line this up a couple times. So just thanks for early morning Saturday, just making it happen.
Of course.
The last time I think it was, you were getting ready for vacation. And I had something, I was the one who had something come up. You were actually, ready to do it, even though I think you were heading up north, weren't you?
We were actually going up to a place I think that you had just gone up with your son and wife. And you know, we love Northern Michigan. We'd gone up to Empire and right by Sleeping Bear Dunes to show the kids that for their very first time. And, it was a great trip, you know, a great week and just a way to kind of disconnect and reconnect.
That's great. Well, hey, Chris, you know, we start with good things around here to tell me something good. And that seems like a good thing right there, right?
It definitely is. Yeah. It definitely is. Yeah, that definitely was a really positive thing over the last couple of weeks here, you know, being able to reconnect with the family. I'm using those rewords for you.
nice.
But you know, I think a lot of times you, especially me, I mean, I get really bogged down with work, and to be able to just walk away from that at times and be able to do things that allow you to make those connections again is always a good thing.
Well, Chris, you've always been somebody that even if you're working or not, you're working on something usually. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listeners,
I have a few hands in the fire.
I've known you for 25 years or something like that now. And the way I've always thought of you is somebody who's always working on stuff. So, it is good to just disconnect. You know, disconnect from that.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, even back to the days in college when I was in a fraternity house there, and their nickname for me was Spunky because I was always doing something. And that's pretty much what I am, and I still am today. So,
all right. Well, hey, we're going to play a game. Are you ready? So I've got three questions coming up here, and you have no idea what they're going to be. But
I don't.
I think you'll know the answers. So here we go. I'm going to say two blanks in this first question, and they're the same thing. Okay. So here we go. Somewhere, blank, bluebirds fly. Birds fly, blank. Oh, why can't I?
Over the rainbow.
Hey, you did it.
Yeah.
Nice job. Well, hey, Chris, any idea why where I pulled that from?
Well, it probably had something to do with the fact that both my daughter and I were both in the Wizard of Oz musical.
That is so awesome. And hey, you've loved theater for a while, haven't you?
I have. I mean,
it's been a passion.
Actually, it started in high school and then followed me to college. I was a theater minor there and actually started as theater education, but then ended up with a theater minor in performance and have loved theater ever since. I never really did a ton with theater outside of being a aficionado, I guess you'd say, after college, but I also help with, you know, my daughter's productions and things like that, which is a ton of fun.
I also understand you're a season ticket holder.
I am.
Where?
I am.
Where?
At Warden Center. We were kind of bummed out because of with COVID and everything that happened, you know, so you have to step away from some of the shows, and they're still trying to figure out, I think, as most venues are, mm-hmm. trying to figure out kind of how they can have another season. And they're planning to have a full Broadway season coming up here in this next year. So, and they've got some good shows coming. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a tough time for performers for sure in general. Mm-hmm. And well, hey, Chris, what do you think is one of the best shows you've seen come through? Is it Wharton? Is that how I say it?
Wharton Center. Yeah, I think for me, you know, I've seen Wicked now a few different times, and every time I see it, I just love it. I love the music. I love the acting in it. I've seen it in a couple different cities, and it's just an amazing show. We saw Hamilton. That was everybody talked that up, but it was a great show. We've watched it now on Disney Plus a couple times as well.
Yeah.
But you know, even, I got to see Into the Heights on Broadway, and that was another Lin-Manuel Miranda show. And that was an amazing show as well. So, I mean, there's so many great shows that are out there.
Pick one. Yeah.
It's hard to pick one.
Well, the only show I've seen there is Wicked, and I agree. It was an incredible, incredible show. So, well, thank you. We're going to move on to question two. Now, this one, even if you know about it, it might be difficult. So I think you're up for a challenge, though. So here we go.
Okay.
Which of the following is not an alien featured on the British sci-fi TV series Doctor Who? All right.
Okay.
Is it the Krillitane, the Jagrafess, the Flummox, the Toclophane, or the Atrax?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to repeat it. Ready?
Yeah.
Which one is not one of the aliens? Krillitane, Jagrafess, Flummox, Toclophane, Atrax.
Oh, is it Jagrafane?
It is not Jagrafane.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, it is the Flummox.
Flummox.
The Flummox is from Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, that's right.
Yes. What do you like about Doctor Who?
You know, I love the storyline. I mean, you look at a television show that has been able to last as many years as Doctor Who has. I'm a late adopter, I'm going to say, of watching it. I had friends that watched it, and they encouraged me to check it out. And so I kind of just started binging on some of the seasons, and I really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, they build, and many of the seasons, they build off of, each episode builds off, but it doesn't have to. They can stand alone as well. And the relationships are strong. I love the fact that there's a woman doctor now. Not everybody agrees with that, but I think it was time. And it was, it's a fun show. I mean, it's a fun show with a great storyline, great, you know, great villains, but also great heroes, great aliens as well. You can tell I don't even know all the names of all the villains but the aliens. And I always look forward to seeing it every season. So
I've seen, I think, two seasons, and I know that is only the very beginning of.
It is.
I mean, it's been around forever. So,
well, it has. Yeah. It's gone back to the '60s, I believe.
Isn't that something? 60s, and then it was relaunched again. And so, I mean,
I don't think there's any other series, right? I don't think there's been any other series that you could find that has had that long of a run.
Wow. Very cool.
That I can think of.
Now we go to our last question. Here we go. What was the last color that you painted your toenails?
Purple.
It is
and
correct.
It wasn't me.
Yes.
And it was not me.
Hey, anything for our kids, right?
Yes,
right.
Anything for my daughters.
All right,
yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll let you explain.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my youngest daughter had been wanting to paint my nails for a very long time, and I said, I said we're going to be going on vacation. I said I don't know that I want to have my fingernails painted because I do go out in public and I do have to do video shoots at times for my job. So I said, you can do my toenails and I'll keep it on for a few weeks. So she picked purple and kept them on and I kept them on for a while and now they're back to normal. But like you said, I mean, the things you do for kids and, you know, as a dad with a daughter, you know, you definitely do it.
Well, Chris, that was fun. And I want to thank your wife, Jean, right now. You're probably wondering how I even got into some of those questions. Like where would I have pulled that from? Right. So, but hey, I think it's fair that if she revealed that you painted your toenails, you should be able to share at least one fun fact about Jean. So I'm giving you that opportunity right now.
I will say that, well, Jean is a librarian, a school librarian, and she, as you can probably guess, she loves books. But her favorite book of all times is Gone with the Wind. It is her favorite book, but also a favorite movie. And that is something that not everybody knows about her. Some people do, but that's one thing I'll throw out there.
Yeah, I mean that's an epic in terms of the length and the
it is
the time period and all of that. So
I've not been able to get through reading that one because it is a very long book, but she definitely loves it.
Thank you. Hey, Chris, you know the name of this podcast is the Rechoice Podcast. It is time to reveal your Rechoice word. So, Chris Lewis, what is your Rechoice word?
Redefine.
Redefine. Okay. So in short, please define, redefine.
You know, I think for me, I've had to redefine kind of the direction that I have gone both personally and professionally over the last few years. I had a change in my profession. There was definitely some politics that was happening within the current job that I was in. And ended up going in a completely different direction. I had worked in student affairs work, working in higher education for 21 years. And at that point, at the point of which I had to take a walk out as a family, we made a choice that we did not want to move again. And in the field of student affairs, you know, there are colleges all around you, but if there are no opportunities, you tend to have to kind of move as well. And we didn't really want to move at that point. Our girls were at a point where my oldest was going into high school. My youngest was going into middle school. So not the best times to kind of completely change their worlds. So I ended up kind of using some of my network and finding that there was an opportunity to use some of the skills that I had been growing in other aspects of my life in regards to, as you were talking earlier about fatherhood and about, you know, social media and blogging and podcasting and using things that I had been doing since about 2007 on a blog business that I had started called Dad of Divas. And so I pivoted and became the digital director at Fox 47 News. So that professionally was one aspect of redefinition and trying to figure out for yourself, you know, what, you know, who you are when you spent all those years honing the abilities that you hone to be able to do what you're doing and then changing that for yourself. But then beyond that, I mean, I personally, there's also been some redefinition in regards to some things on the side. In 2018, I started a Facebook community called Dads with Daughters. And that community, was really just something for me to be able to build community personally with other dads that had daughters. And it grew organically. It grew organically to about, I think, by May of 2019, we were at about 10,000 members. So about over a year in. But what happened was that in February of 2019, we got an email from, it was actually a Facebook message from someone that said, "Hey, I'm from Facebook and we want to make a commercial about your group." And at first we thought it was spam. We didn't think it was yeah. real.
Like, "Oh, how nice of you to just say, we want to make a commercial for you." Yeah,
exactly. It's like that prince in Nigeria that wants to give me millions of dollars. Right. but it was real. This person was from Facebook and they did want to make a commercial about our group. And the other co-founder of the group, Brian Anderson, and I had made the decision to move forward with that. And they created a nationwide commercial about our group, Dads with Daughters. You might have seen it. It was a great commercial. It launched in May of 2019 when we had about 10,000 members. By the end of the campaign in November, we had over 80,000 members.
Oh my gosh.
And we currently have over 125,000. So, I mean, it's been a huge change. And we actually, because of all of this, launched a nonprofit called Fathering Together. And it's all about helping dads be better dads. We focus on the work with dads with daughters and gender equity, but we're also working with dads with sons to talk about aspects of gender equity and the relationships between men and women and a little bit of everything. So, you know, as you said earlier, I wear a lot of hats, but that definitely is a passion area as well. So, you know, it's trying to kind of maintain that balance and do what I can to be able to kind of keep, you know, do both aspects of my life, but it's redefining and finding that happy medium to be able to have the passion for being a father, but also having the passion for digital work and doing that to support my family too.
Hey Siri, tell me a joke.
I'm taking these cookies to the doctor. They feel crummy.
Oh, that was good, Siri. You know what else is good? A healthy smile. Today's episode is sponsored by Breton Gardens Family Dentistry of Kentwood, Michigan. Great for all ages and stages. They will help you feel great about your dental health. We've trusted them for over 25 years. Make an appointment by calling them at 616-455-0720 or find them in our show notes. So Siri, where will you go to take care of that lovely smile?
Joe, you are making me blush. I will head over to Breton Gardens Family Dentistry, and now, let's get back to the show.
I'm holding my coffee mug up right now, and I'm giving you a cheers, okay? Because that's especially in the last 2 years, in particular, just the amount of redefining you've had to do and pivoting you've had to do. And what a relevant, word to pick. Cause I think a lot of people are in that moment at this time. You know, they're redefining. Is this what I want to do? Is it time to switch to something else? And, you know, I guess one, advantage, Chris, of being the busybody that you are in terms of trying so many things is that in a time of redefining, you've got some avenues, you know, you've got a network as you say. So congratulations on that's incredible. And I remember reconnecting with you for Dads of Divas, which, Doesn't exist anymore. Is that correct?
Oh no, it still exists.
Still goes.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know that I put as much time into it because of how much time I have to put into Fathering Together and the Facebook communities that we've got. But dadofdivas.com, it's been out there since 2007 and it's still going.
I'll put that in the show notes. And I just love the title of that. That was a good one.
I can't take credit for that because when I have to give credit where credit's due, and that's to Gene. you know, when we were pregnant with Paige, I was thinking about starting writing about just being a dad and talking about that. And because I saw a lot of moms doing that at the time. And at first I'm like, well, should I incorporate my last name into this? Should we, you know, what should we call this? And at that point, we knew that we were going to have another daughter. So she said, well, why don't you call it Dad of Divas? Because you're going to be a dad of two daughters. And I said, hey, that works. So and the rest is history.
Ask the librarian is what you needed to do on that one, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that is good. And so, hey, can I give you a moment? Go ahead and tell us, you know, What is one thing that Juliana and you like to do together?
One of the things that we've really enjoyed doing lately is biking together. We've been taking long bike rides, 25 plus mile bike rides. And I live in a community that allows for that. I mean, there are definite a lot of country roads around us, and you know, we can just kind of go out and do that and not have to worry about too much traffic. And that's been a lot of fun. You know, she's getting busier and busier. So especially as a teenager, it's always nice to find something that you can keep that connection on and not lose that along the way.
Yeah. So I had to have a couple hours with dad, you know, uninterrupted time. Those are the kinds of things that she's going to always remember. And so for Paige, what are a few things that Paige really, what are a couple of the things she loves to do?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that she likes to do, is geocache. I don't know if you know what geocaching
is
or not. Yep.
Yes.
So she really likes geocaching. So we will at times go and just kind of find places around that we are in caches that we haven't found yet. You know, we're premium members, so we can get into the different access and
I love that.
And go and
I didn't
go
even know
and
there was a
that.
Premium membership for
oh,
that.
Oh yeah.
A premium
geocaching.org. If you go there, it's not that expensive. I think it's like $25 or $30 for the year. And you get access to all of the caches versus the free ones. So that's fun. I mean, it's something that she kind of likes, the treasure hunt aspect of it. And, we did have one cache that we created together and built. We've talked about doing some other ones, but that's something that she likes to do. She likes art. So, you know, just creating different things and, you know, with different mediums. And so that's another thing that she really likes to do as well.
Well, I think, my son, Danny, he's a sophomore now, and your daughter Paige, they have a lot in common in that way. And I got to give credit to my wife, Judy, because she actually took Danny geocaching. I don't know. I think it was a year ago or something, less than a year ago, but that's definitely out of her element, to try something like that. And it's kind of just like a discovery, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Adventure. It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. I mean, you definitely need to wear long pants because a lot of times you're going into the woods and otherwise you're going to get eaten alive. But sometimes it's in public eyes and they say you've got to watch out for, as they say, the muggles, the people that are,
nice.
The people that are around so that they don't see what you're finding. You're supposed to keep it kind of secret. And sometimes you'll get, especially in public areas, you'll get eyes like, what the heck are you doing? Why are you lifting up a base of a light pole? You know, you know, what the heck are you doing over there? But it is fun. It's a lot of fun as I said with Juliana, I mean, it's fun to find things that they are excited about, because while you have passions and things that you like to do, it doesn't always mean that your kids are going to like doing it. And you have to be willing to to get on their level and figure out what your kids are into and do those too, even if it isn't the thing that you even understand. You know, I've talked to dads that say that their kids were all into Pokemon or their kids were into
Excellent.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
And they're like, I have no clue. This makes no sense to me. But they dove in and they figured out, you know, they tried to become kind of fans of those different things too, so that they could connect with their kid in that regard. And I think that's an important thing that any father, any parent needs to think about, is the fact that you can still have the things that you love, but when you are building a relationship with your child that's going to last a lifetime, they're going to remember that. They're going to remember that, hey, dad doesn't play video games, but he spent half the day playing, you know, this game with me. Mm-hmm. because that was pretty cool.
Good. It's there's a saying that if I don't listen to my kid at age 5, will they come to me at age 15 to talk?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's what you're saying, is that yes, we should be excited and passionate about what it is that we like to do, but number one, are we passionate about what they want to do? I guess I'm summing it all up there, but
yeah.
That's a good lesson there, Chris. Thank you.
I try my best.
Well, hey, so tell us, I love how the whole beginnings of this, you said you were seeing moms do this, right? You're seeing moms form a Pinterest group or something like that of different ideas and different, right? And I think by the numbers that you just mentioned, you can see that there is a need for dads to connect. And I think, as a guy, a lot of times we go it alone. We're a lone wolf. I'm going to figure this out. And that's not even just about fathering. That's about all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So it is. It's that natural pattern. So tell us where things stand today with Fathering Together.
You know, we just got our 501c3. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, we're doing a lot of really, really cool things. I mean, we've got, we've had some groups, some support groups that we've started that are just really low cost things where we're bringing in psychologists and to work with dads that are struggling right now. We've had some great webinars that are again free to our membership to allow for them to be able to learn and grow from different experts in the field. So we bring in experts at times, and we had one in the past. We had Amy Lang from Birds, Bees, and Kids come in and talk about how having, I'm going to put in air quotes, the talk about sex and such. And but by having that, it allows for your kids to be safer online, safer in person, and having, you know, meaningful conversations about things like that. And we're trying to engage dads on topics that are not always easy topics. I mean, we, you know, in the midst of the Black Lives Matter movement, we had a number of conversations about how do you talk to your kids about racism? How do you build relationships across racial lines? You know, things that not everybody in our community is all about, but we're taking a stand and trying to say, as fathers, we need to be advocates. We need to be advocates for our kids, for our daughters. You know, that's some of the gender equity work that we're moving into right now. In the past, we have had some panels where we've brought on women to talk to our fathers and talk to them about how their fathers helped them to be powerful, self-assured women in their careers. You know, I think it's so important for men to understand the importance that they have in the lives of their kids,
right,
whether it be with a dad with a daughter, a dad with a son, and being that role model, being that person in their life that is going to mean so much for their future development. And there's so much that fathers can do if they work together to be able to make the world a better place for their kids in the future.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're helping to create conversations, because whether we say something or not, it's affecting the kid, mm-hmm. you know? And I appreciate too that you're willing. I've been actually listening in a little bit, reading the comments on the site, through the Facebook site. And it is, it's like, it's allowing for that discussion to happen between fathers. So that, okay, what is an appropriate response right now? And regardless of position, do you create a platform so that kids and fathers can have that conversation? I think that's because kids are going to be wondering, they're going to be impacted by something or someone mm-hmm. else. Why not take that opportunity that we have to listen?
Yeah. You know, it's so important. I mean, I don't believe that any father can be the best father that they can be, the best dad that they can be without having a community behind them. And as you said, a lot of men do go it alone. They think that, you know, I should know this. I should be able to do this. And asking for help is not always innately what men are willing to do. And that's an overgeneralization because some men are fine with that and say knowing where their skills lie and where their skills do not lie and are willing to step back and say, oh, that's not who I am. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of other men that are like, I've gotta fix this. I've gotta do this. I've gotta be the man. Right. Mm-hmm. And what we've found in the community, it's been amazing that in a community of over 125,000 members, that we can see the vulnerability that people are willing to share. And we're encouraging men to be even more so, where that they can go and be a part of these communities and their closed communities so they can bring out and share whatever. You know, it's a father-owned community. So it's an ability for them to really jump in and talk about whatever the concerns are. You know, we do that in our dads with daughters by fathering together community, our dads with sons by fathering together community, but also in our member-only community, which is a paid community that we have on our website that is at fatheringtogether.org. And that allows for men to do that too, and go deeper. You know, we built the Fatherhood Insider as a way for people to go beyond the surface level because there are some men in the Facebook groups that will put out some really profound stuff and things that show some of the challenges of fatherhood, the joys of fatherhood, et cetera.
And but, I love the honesty that comes through that too.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a super produced story. You know, it's sometimes right. It's just like, dudes, this is where I'm at.
Yeah. And storytelling is so important. I mean, you think about the way that men learn, and a lot of times it's through stories. It's through one guy talking to another guy or kind of, you know, a father telling a child, you know, father and son talking together or, you know, uncle and son or, you know, it's kind of this oral tradition that happens between men. And so that's one of the pillars that we stand on within Fathering Together is the importance of telling father stories because we all can learn from the experiences of other fathers. That's one of the reasons that we started the Dads with Daughters podcast because we wanted to tell stories and we wanted to share stories, but also share resources and help fathers be better fathers for their daughters. So storytelling is definitely another piece that we feel will help fathers to be the best dads they can be.
You know, one more insight that I'm thinking of right now as I'm listening to you is that, you know, I tend to work with some people who are in their profession pretty high up, you know, in terms of, but it doesn't even have to be that. A lot of times guys are guarded in general. Like you said earlier, I've got to put on this face. I've got to man up. It's funny to me too. Like if you think back to the 80s and 90s, even, the t-shirts, no fear. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though that might as well be, I'm afraid right now. Right. But that, mm-hmm. so there's that. But what I've noticed is that when I talk to a guy about being a dad, there's not, that's, that is, the toughest, quote unquote, toughest guy can all of a sudden be vulnerable for a second.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think that taps into a universal desire in men that we do want to be the best dad we can.
You know, there's a great point there that we have about 40 different moderators within our dads with daughters community because it's so large. And one of our first moderators that we had is a guy that would be the complete opposite of me, right? I mean, he's a part of a motorcycle gang. He's been in rough patches with rival gangs. But
hey, Chris, you'll ride by on your bike though.
I will ride by my bike. I just don't have a Harley or a Honda or whatever. Right. But he looks the part. I mean, you look at him and he looks pretty tough, but you get him talking about his daughter and he and I are kindred spirits. But the thing is that you don't, until you have those conversations, you know, sometimes that could be the common denominator that even though you have nothing else in common in life, that's the one piece that you do have in common. And it brings you together. And even though your experiences, your life paths have been completely different, that doesn't mean that you can't find common bonds and come to the table together for a similar purpose.
Yeah. And just to show you that too, you know how I started that topic with talking about, you know, people in executive leadership positions, but then there's some work I do in prison as well. And guess mm-hmm. what the common denominator frequently is?
Children.
You got it.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yep.
You know, it's inspiring to hear how a group can reach out for the common good and become stronger individually for it. Tune in next week for part two, where you'll hear Chris talk about his father, what it's like to serve on a board of education during a crisis, and an update on where Fathering Together is today. You'll also get to hear how women are getting more involved as well. Do you want to participate on the podcast or learn about the show? Head over to rechoicepod.com, take the survey, and access all past episodes. Thank you to my son, Danny Pellerito, for writing and producing our music, and listeners, thank you for stopping by. Reframe your past, renew your present, and reclaim your future, y'all, because after all, it's always a choice. We'll see you next time. Take care.